Later today, Governor Cuomo is expected to meet with some of the state's beer, wine, cider, and spirit makers as they lobby for changes in how the state regulates the production of alcoholic beverages. Already, changes to the rules a few years ago, along with investments by the state, have created a boom in distilleries, and New York City is now home to the highest concentration of distilleries in the country. WNYC's Dan Tucker reports the industry hopes to grow even more.
It's Saturday afternoon at the Kings County Distillery, and Nicole Austin is lining up 27 glasses of whiskey on a long wooden table.
There's key things that I look for, you know, so that sort of sweet vanilla creme brulee demerara kind of notes.
She's the master blender, and she's not tasting the whiskeys, she's smelling them.
The sort of spicier undertones, and then certainly some of the leather, you know, that like oak leather, sawdust, those kinds of notes.
Each whiskey is from a different barrel, and she's trying to suss out which of the spirits is ready and which ones need to age for a few more months, all with her nose. Meanwhile, the distillery's co-founder, Colin Spoolman, is leading a tour through the barrel room and downstairs to the facility's two giant copper stills.
So welcome to Kings County Distillery. This is the oldest distillery in New York City. It is not yet 4 years old, so...
Distilling was big business in New York before Prohibition, but it wasn't until former Governor Eliot Spitzer introduced a new license that the industry started to reemerge. Spoolman was the first in the city to get this farm distillery license, but it comes with caveats. 75% of the ingredients must be sourced from New York, and there's a limit on how much alcohol you can produce. But it only cost $128, and distillers say the low fee and other benefits allowed them to get on their feet. Nicole Austin agrees. She says now there's just too many licenses.
Right now there's like six different distilling licenses. There's A, A1, B, C, D, DD. You know, there's a bunch of them and it's very confusing. So the idea is to simplify that and just create two classes of license. So commercial distillery and farm distillery.
The commercial license is much more expensive, $12,000. And there's no cap on how much alcohol you can make. But it has its rules too. And that's causing a minor headache for Colin Spoolman. He's making a malt whiskey that will require a commercial license if he wants to distribute it.
But that product we wouldn't be able to sell out of our tasting room or taste customers on it.
Tastings aren't allowed under a commercial license. That's just one of the concerns business owners have about the current regulations. A state official says Governor Cuomo's office is aware of many of these issues and will draft legislation and suggest other changes based on distillers' recommendations. For WNYC, I'm Dan Tucker.